Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Tell the person next to you, you are welcome to revival at 6. Hallelujah. Are you blessed to be here? Well, put your hands together for Jesus one more time. Just one more time. You can take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome you once again. Amen. It's a blessing to see all of you in the house of the Lord tonight. Please take your seat. Please take your seat. I want you to turn your Bible in the book of 2 John, chapter 1, verse 4. If somebody can take control of those kids. If somebody can bring control to those kids. 2 John, chapter 1, verse 4. The Bible says, I rejoiced greatly that I have found some of my children walking in the truth. Amen. This is John speaking, and he says he was very happy that he found that some of his children were walking in the truth. Praise the Lord. Now, it is very vital, I tell you, if you are a leader of any sort in the house of God, the interest of a leader is to know, because the children that he's not talking about his biological children. He's talking about, I don't even think John had kids, like, you know, biologically speaking. I don't think he had kids. So John was always referring to his disciples, to the people that God put him in charge of. He was always referring to them as his children. Then he says, I rejoiced greatly that I found some of my children walking in the truth. A leader must always be interested in knowing if the children that God has given him are walking in the truth. Are they walking in the truth? It's very important. It's very important that you constantly check if those that are under your care are walking in the truth. It must be a concern to you. Those under my care, are they walking in the truth? What does it mean to walk in the truth? To walk in the truth, what is the truth? The word of God is the truth. Anything that is in the word, if the people that are with you are doing it, then they are walking in the truth. If they are not doing it, they are not walking in the truth. One of the things that is in the word is that we should pray. That is one of the things that are in the word. So when you have people that are your cell members, I don't know what they are to you. Maybe your friends or whatever. Somebody you are helping. And you are at prayer and they are not at prayer. I don't think you can say, like John, that you rejoice greatly that you have found that your children are walking in the truth. This is a concern for every leader, that those under me are walking in the truth. And to walk in the truth is to do the Bible. And one of the things the Bible talks about is prayer. It's prayer. So when I have disciples, when I have cell leaders, when I have people that are under my care and I'm praying and they are not walking in the truth. They are not walking in the truth. And that shouldn't leave me happy, that those that are with me are not with me in the place of prayer. I can assure you 100%, you are probably wasting about 75% of your time. If the people you are thinking to help, you are not teaching them to pray, you are not going anywhere. Now, one of the reasons why we are not able to influence others to pray, you find out that to a great extent, we ourselves struggle to pray. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot. And that's why, to a great extent, even though you are hosting a cell, hosting a cell is not synonymous of impacting the lives of the people. You need to define your objective. If I want to impact people, if I want to have an effect on people, I need to know what causes effect on people. And people are not changed just by gathering somewhere in your house or someplace where. That's not what changes people. There are other forces that affect people. And if you are interested in change in people, you'll by all means become interested in prayer. And if you are not interested in change in people, you will not value prayer. Meaning you will not pray, and you will by all means not influence those under your care to either pray. So they will be exactly like you. They don't pray because you don't pray. Exactly the same. But I'm now submitting to us. That's not what I'm talking about tonight, but I just want to make you aware of this reality. See, this thing, I keep encouraging you to pray. The value of prayer, the importance of prayer. I will keep emphasizing it to you, because that is how you get things done. Don't be fooled when you walk out of here and you're like, oh no, but you know, that, I'm telling you now, one of the greater reasons, probably why not much has changed in your life, because your prayer life is not strong. You might be thinking, I assure you now, your prayer life. Long before you add anything, just check the prayer life. You'll be surprised. It's not strong. It's not consistent. It's not persistent. It's not effective. Yet this will run again in our... No, Pastor is just talking. The mother of impact, the mother of breakthrough, the mother of open doors, over and above any skill you can have, any step you can learn, anything Pastor can teach you here tonight, if you don't pray, you'll be surprised that you'll be in the same place for a very long time. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. That I must develop the right attitude towards prayer, and I must become robust in my prayer life. It's not something you should joke. It's not something you should negotiate. A lot depends on your prayer life, more than you can think. There's no other instruction in scripture that you are asked to do always. Jesus in Luke 18 verse 1 says he taught them a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. Ought always. Luke 18 verse 1. Men ought always. 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 Men ought. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray. Always. Take on Thessalonians, I think 5 verse 17. Pray without ceasing. There's no other instruction in scripture that you are asked to do always. Prayer is the only instruction. We are not asked to worship always. We are not asked to sing always. We are not asked. But the main thing that the Bible says, men, if you are a man, You must always pray. And men joke with prayer every day. All the time. We downside, we downgrade prayer, we downplay prayer. And we are surprised that nothing is really moving the way we want it to move. It's like we are expecting a fantastic miracle that must come from out of space. And the instruction is clear. He spoke a parable to them that men ought always to pray. Many times in my life, I'm fighting things and I'm asking myself, why is God not helping me? And when I check, I realize my prayer life has gone very down. Very, very down. So God, sometimes God just, you know, just fix the prayer. You will see that most of this, you don't even need to ask a lot of questions. Just fix the prayer. Just pray. Just get into prayer. You will see that a lot of things will start working effectively. One of the signs that you are not praying, things start being delayed. Things become hard. Like a simple thing that is supposed to happen, now it goes there, it ends there. There's no prayer life. Because prayer is the force that backs up the heavenly force that are supposed to unlock the things you are trusting God for. The Bible says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loose in heaven. When you are not binding, nothing is bound. When you are not losing, nothing is loose. So things remain tight. They remain very tight. And you feel the heat here because they don't move. They don't move. People think that these are jokes. God came to earth in the name of Jesus, prayed all his life until the cross, is still praying. You, a mere man, you don't pray. You don't pray. I tell you, Satan has deceived us. We hear these things, but it's like, I know prayer. You know prayer, but you pray. Knowing prayer and praying are two different things. Even when you pray, how do you pray? James 5:17. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Look at it. Elijah, and then go to 18. Then 19. Keep going. Actually, go to 16. I think it's on 16, right? There you go. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer. So it's not just a prayer. The prayer must be effective and the prayer must be fervent. Fervent. People don't understand it. These are getting, okay, NLT or maybe NIV, something like that, so that you can grasp the meaning. See, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful. There's power. Okay, go back to you. And just New King James is fine. The effective, fervent, fervent, fervent. I wish you could look for the adjective. You see that adjective, fervent. I wish you could check the definition of it to see what it means. If anybody can help us with that, just check the definition of that word, fervent. What does it mean? Because it's saying that the prayer must be fervent. What does this?
Very hot.
Very hot. Very hot. Fervent means very hot. What else? Blazing. Burning. What else? Charged. I see when. Sorry? Hot-blooded. Look at the objective. Look at what that fervent, that word fervent. So it is not just a prayer. It's a blazing, red hot, hot-blooded, passionate, superheated. Look at the prayer that is going to work. Not this nonchalant. Non-challenge, unengaged, uninvolved. Even when you are not saying that you are praying, how are you praying? Look at the type of prayer that will work. Sorry? Emotional. That your feelings are involved. Your emotions are in the prayer. Your prayer is not disengaged. Your prayer is not dry. You are praying things you don't mean them. You are saying words you don't even remember them. Those are the prayers that people pray when they are claiming they've prayed. Then they turn and wonder why their life is stuck. Their staff are stuck. Nothing is moving much. I keep telling people, you are living in a cursed world. You are living in a cursed world. This world, the Bible says that the whole world is under corruption. Corruption is everywhere. God never created mosquitoes to bite humans. But because there is corruption, everything fights everything. Mosquitoes that were supposed to just move around, mind their own business, have now decided to torment us. Yes. God never intended for you to buy milk. You don't drink the milk, it's spoiled. So you are now in a racing clock for the milk to not spoil before you finish it. There's corruption. I said there's corruption. There's corruption everywhere. Whether you like it or not, you can be angry with life. It doesn't change anything. You can be angry with your mother. It doesn't change anything. You can be angry even with your pastor. It doesn't change anything. The thing is waiting for you. It's waiting for you. Your only salvation, red blazing, passionate, red hot prayers. And I keep telling people, you claim that I am your pastor. You don't even pray like me. You don't pray like me. When we pray, I don't see myself in your prayer. You don't look like me. You don't talk like me. You don't pray like me. You're probably judging my prayers. I keep them. You criticize my prayers. Say, no, no, that's too much. It's too strong. It's too strong. Me, I'm not like that. I mean, God is not death. You don't need to scream. God can hear, even if you are just speaking small. Yeah. Yeah. I wish you were right, but you are wrong. You are very wrong. So I want to see us pray. Amen. Yes. And I want you to be interested in the people God has given you. See, I was just showing you that. John says, I rejoiced greatly, greatly, that my children are walking in the truth. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of my children, some of your children, walking in truth. Brings joy. When somebody that you are helping to grow in God, you find them praying. That's a blessing. Not just in yourself. You take picture that they came to yourself. Why can't they come to prayer? What will cell do when they are hit by life? What will cell do when the challenges of life start beating them? How will being in a cell help them? Here you are not teaching them prayer. You don't say, no, come to prayer. You must pray. You must have a problem if you have a child in the Lord and your child doesn't pray. I mean, your child doesn't understand what's coming. He is immature. He doesn't understand life. He doesn't understand Luke 18 verse 1. It's dangerous. And I'm saying the reason why that is allowed, because you yourself, your prayer life is very questionable. So if you can't pray, can you influence people to pray? If I give you people, you will make them sing, you will make them listen, you will make them do so many things, but you will not make them pray because you can't pray yourself. can't pray yourself. And you probably don't have a conviction about prayer yourself. Can you teach about prayer the way I'm teaching about prayer right now? Can you talk with that authority to your guys? You can only talk like that if you yourself, you are convicted. That no, man. If these people are not praying, we are going nowhere. I'm wasting my time. The only thing the disciple asked Jesus to teach them to do was prayer. You are better than Jesus because you are not teaching your disciples to pray. You are teaching them scripture. You are teaching them cell notes. Effectively, fervently, red hot. Prayer Tapelo has gone to Zimbabwe. There's no prayer. I want to ask you a personal question. Where you live, do people associate you with prayer in your house? I'm asking you a personal question. You are looking at me. I'm asking you a question. I'm asking you that where you live, do people associate you with prayer? Like, can people say that when they mention your name, hey, that guy, he prays a lot. Oh, she prays a lot. Has the word prayer ever been associated with your name before? You know the words that are associated? Sleep. She sleeps too much. So people can actually associate something to you. Why is it that it's not prayer that they're associating to you? Why are they associating? Oh, she sleeps too much. That he eats too much. He watches too much TV. He's always on his phone. Those are the things that are associated to us. Those are the things that are associated to us. He's very lazy. She's very stubborn. Why can't they say he's very prayerful? She's very prayerful. Why is it? You know why they can't say that? Because you don't. They will be lying. Even if you pay them, they will not take the money. Just say, no, they just tell, if pastor comes, say to pastor, oh, she prays the Lord. She prays the Lord. We are becoming men and women of prayer. Men and women of prayer. Men and women of prayer. And furthermore, I want you to always influence those around you to pray. Man, you can't have a meeting, there's no prayer. Or the prayer is so weak, there's no strength in it, there's no power in it. Man, what type of prayers are these? What type of prayers are these? These are not fervent prayers. Some of us are even ashamed of fervent prayers. Yeah. Like I'm saying, you don't pray like me. If you find me praying somewhere, say, yo, pastor is there. Let's wait. Let him finish. But I have some children here. Some are even sitting here. They are like me. When they find me, they join. Mandarama, Shandenema, Kola Manama. We are mad for Jesus. Yeah. The other day I said here that I think me and my Tarzan and you are Nelson Mandela. Because you are very diplomatic. Like me, I fight. But you are... Yeah. You are Nelson Mandela. You are making peace everywhere. You are a peacekeeper. Yeah. I said, Muruti, life is not about fighting. Relax, Muruti. Every Friday, maga, 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 maga. Why, Muruti? What are you fighting? Are you okay, Muruti? Are you okay? When you get the revelation about prayer, you will become more mad than Muruti. And when you see the benefits of prayer small, you know, I have discovered this. If I'm expecting some money, it is delayed. I'm expecting this, it is delayed. I know what to do. I don't need to start complaining. I know I haven't been praying. The moment my prayer life goes down, delays are the return. Because one of the things that happen to prayerless people is that their things don't work or they don't work on time. Yes. Why? Because the ministry of the devil, the Bible called the devil Satan, the opposer. He resists people. So you want this to happen, he's resisting it. And I've taught in this church, the only language Satan can this is the language of power. You must know, you must learn how to, like what Moses did to Pharaoh. Let my people go. No, what is going nowhere. Pam. Let my people go. No, but so, pam. Let my people go. No, pam, pam, pam. Pam, pam, pam. Hey, please, please. We want to go. Please go. Please, please. Only language of power. You are trying to cancel demons. You are trying to explain to them, guys, you know, I haven't bothered you for a while. Why can't you also, okay, keep this, but at least give me this one. Look at you. You are making negotiations. They don't respond to that. Get into prayer. Learn to pray. Dominate with your prayers. Why beg what you can get? Why are you begging? Why are you begging what you can get? Why beg? Why beg? Just become prayerful. Become prayerful. I repeat, many things that are in your family are there because nobody is praying in that house. It's not a big deal. The biggest problem in your house, nobody is praying. Everybody is watching TV. Nobody is praying. Now, I want somebody here to contradict what I'm saying. That what I'm saying is wrong. Do you know why there's no food? Nobody is praying. Because they pray and say, give us this day our daily bread. Nobody is praying. So there's no daily bread. There's no daily bread. There's no daily bread because nobody is praying. Nobody is engaging the realm of the spirit. Things are stuck. So many things are stuck. I was talking to somebody yesterday. He says to me, Pastor, what has been happening to me? I don't understand. I said, what has been happening to you? He says to me, Pastor, in the space of 2 weeks, the things that have happened are shocking me. So many things have happened. Things that he tried to do so many times, they wouldn't budge. For the past 2 weeks, bam, 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 they are just flooding. Like now, he's been looking for a job for a long time, no job. Now he's sitting with 3 job offers. He doesn't know which one to choose. He's saying to me, Pastor, please help me. I don't want to make a mistake. 3 job offers. His money was stuck. He tried everything. The money, they don't want to release his money. A few days ago, a message just came. We're about to release your money. Then now he says to me, Pastor, when I can, because he says, there's nothing you have done. The documents they asked me are the documents I have been giving them for the past 7 months. The same document. He said, I just made a copy. I gave them the same copy. So he said, what has changed? He says, Pastor, me and my wife, we decided to start praying at midnight and at 3 a.m. I was shocked. He says to me, we listened to one of your messages where you were saying, plead the blood everywhere. Plead the blood. So he said, we started pleading the blood on the application. We woke up at 3 a.m. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. I said to him, the way things have unlocked themselves is a sign that something has shifted in the spirit. Because all those things were yours, but they will all come and get stuck. It's like maybe you send something comes and gets stuck here. Another one come, get stuck here. This one come. So they are all stuck. When you unstuck them, it's a flood. You are expecting a flood, and a flood is going to unleash itself over the life of somebody here. A flood, like you will talk and there will be no end to the testimonies.
there will be no end to the testimony. You will say this, and then while you are still giving the testimony, this one will come. While you are still giving this one will come. When I say, why? Why? Because things are unlocking the spirit. They are unlocked. They are unlocked. They are unlocking the spirit. They are unlocking the spirit. Hallelujah. They are unlocking the spirit. They are unlocked. If I could just get you to pray, something that simple, if I could get you to pray and to pray effectively, not these things you are doing, you are dodging prayer, you are praying as if you are a CEO, prayer CEO. You know how prayer CEOs pray? Shandama. Pona, Pona, Pona. Shanto, Shanto, Shanto. These are CEOs. These are CEOs. They own the prayer arena. For them, prayer is a show. It's a show. I said, they don't understand what's going on. Their staff will remain stuck forever. Forever. When you come to your father, it's your hour of decision. It's the main, you see, during that prayer time, you can unlock something that devils have been sitting on for a very long time. Yeah. Before I preach, I pray. And I'm always surprised. Man, as soon as I hold the microphone, I say things I never heard before. I say things I didn't plan to say. Prayer. Prayer. It unlocks things. It makes things easy. They start flowing. Yes, life is supposed to be difficult, but not always difficult. When your life is forever plagued with difficulty, with challenges, with this, you are not praying, brother. You're not praying. I mean, let's be serious. We do a lot of things, but we don't pray. Satan has deceived us. We go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. Even here, you guys will come to church. Every 5 minutes, go to the toilet. Every 2 minutes, toilet. I said, look at deceived people. Now you are no more going to the toilet. If we're praying, as some of you could have already gone to the toilet 3 times, as in from the moment I started preaching until you could have gone to the toilet already. But now this is the one you like. You like talks. There are some of you that I know very well. You can't be in a place of prayer and you just pray. No, you must do something. Either you go and get water, or you go to the toilet. Then you come. Shantanama, 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 Shantanama. Then back to the toilet. I'm going to put a sign in the toilet. It will be for Friday. Get out of here and go and pray. And I put a picture of myself that get out of here and go and pray. Go back and pray. And we're going to put that in all the toilets. Go back and pray, my friend. Go back and pray. Because you guys, you are joking with your destiny. You're just moving around. Moving around. This is an hour of decision. It's an hour of decision. A lot is dependent on that prayer you are joking with like that. If you knew what happens in the realm of the spirit. I'm saying many times, I will come, I'm about to preach. I don't know where to start. But I start praying. And when I start praying, I can feel there's a resistance. So I also become more intense. Yeah. You are feeling a resistance and you are soft. Why? Why? You resist me, I resist you. The Bible says resist the devil. Resist the devil and he will flee. You are not resisting the devil. You are not resisting the devil. The devil is resisting your prayer and you are just,
You are just accommodating him.
Resist him. Become more violent.
Pastor, you don't need to. You don't need to do all of those things. This is a spiritual thing. You don't need to do a lot of. Good luck with you. The one I have seen it works. I sense resistance. Okay, how am I able to sense resistance? If it is the spiritual realm, because I don't see anything resisting me here. But yet I'm feeling a resistance. Do you understand? Because, you see, you are a spirit person. And when you start praying, you can sense my prayers are not breaking. They are not breaking. There is something is holding them. And when you feel that thing, instead of you becoming even more diplomatic, before you realize, you start saying, mochudu. Moguru. Hey! Your hunger has joined you. Beggar. The tongues that some of you speak, if you can record them, you hear magoya. You are not spiritual. That's why your tongues are carnal. They are here. Yeah. If you can listen to your tongues, you'll be shocked of the things you are saying. You will recognize some movie actors. You will recognize some food in your tongue, because you haven't broken out. Yeah. Are you with me? You are becoming spiritual in the name of Jesus. You are becoming prayerful in the name of Jesus. I see you praying effectively. I say prayer must break loose in Kalanyone. People must pray. Yeah. Yeah. Long before you are accusing the church doesn't have power. Why don't you bring power? Bring power. These people, when you see a believer that is criticized, that believer doesn't pray. You can't pray and criticize at the same time. It's not possible. I can assure you of that. You can't pray and criticize at the same time. Whenever you are criticizing, you are not praying. You are not praying. Instead of using your tongue to produce life, Satan has taken your tongue. I've said this in this church before. If you refuse to use your members for God, Satan has a job for your members. Refuse to use your fingers to serve God, Satan has a job for your fingers. Refuse to use your mouth to serve God, to preach the gospel, to pray, Satan has a job for that mouth. You'll be shocked at what Satan can do with your mouth if you cannot use your mouth for Jesus. You'll be shocked that just now Satan has a work for the same thing you refuse to do for Jesus, or you are delaying it. Refuse to offer your members as a living sacrifice, you will sacrifice to the devil. Yeah. This body that you don't want to use for God, you are keeping it. Satan has a plan for it. Yeah. It's as simple as that. So I decided, if I'm a fanatic, I'm going to be a fanatic for Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm going to be a fan of Jesus. Is it a fan or a fan? A fan. I'm a fan. Jesus fan. Yeah. Take your seat, please. The sweet influence of the Holy Spirit in your life. The good news tonight, precious people, is that one of the big influence of the Holy Spirit, when you really have the Holy Spirit, one of the big influence, He influences you to pray. That is one of the big influences. Acts 2 verse 4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So He influenced them to pray in other tongues. To pray. To speak in other tongues. Speaking in tongues is to pray in the Spirit. The first time the Holy Ghost landed, this is Acts chapter 2, verse 4. He has just arrived. As soon as He arrived, the first thing He made people do, He made them pray. That's the first thing. So anyone under the genuine influence of the Holy Spirit will value prayer, will love prayer, and will actually pray. The influence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, you see, a spirit has, I told you last, 2 weeks ago, I was here 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I told you that spirits influence people. The influence. If you missed that message, it's called Spirit Influence. You can find it on Castbox. I was teaching about the influence of evil spirits. How our evil spirit influence us. Yeah. They influence you to do a lot of things. That it's not things you want to do. You find yourself doing those things. Because you're under an influence. So spirits influence. Can you say that with me? Spirit influence. That is the first activity of spirit. Don't misunderstand. Don't forget this. The first activity of spirit is influence. So whenever you find yourself doing something, always ask yourself, which spirit is influencing me right now? Which spirit is influencing me right now? There's always an influence. Always. Always. And I've taught you, you know that which spirit is there through your thoughts. Your thoughts. When you start thinking in a certain way, you should know that spirit has arrived. It's as simple as that. Because those spirits are not always there. Some are permanently with you, but some are not always with you. Or even if they're there, they're not active. The moment they become active, you sense it through your thoughts. They start influencing your thoughts. They start communicating to you. They start saying to you, do this. Come on, pick your phone. Pick your phone. Do something. You just, like a second earlier, you were not thinking about picking your phone. But now you are thinking, you should pick up your phone. Why? The influence has started. They have begun to communicate to your mind. Do this. Do this. And they are very persistent. They are very insistent. Even when you block them, after a minute, they come back. Come on, pick your phone. Pick your phone. Come on, you need to pick your phone. Pick your phone. They are talking to your mind. You start hearing. You start hearing. Yeah, you were hearing something you were not hearing earlier. You understand? Just earlier, you were not, you didn't have that thought. It's being communicated. It's being communicated. Yeah. When the spirit of self-pity wants to come, they say, nobody likes you. Nobody loves you. You are all alone. Nobody cares about you. Nobody values you. Nobody understands you. That's the spirit of self-pity that wants you to manifest. Then you start feeling bad about yourself. You start feeling sorry for yourself. You start becoming depressed. It's a demon that has started communicating to you. You're all alone. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. And when you don't know how to respond to those voices, you flow. Then you enter into what we call mood swings. You become moody. A moody person is hearing voices. There are things that are being communicated and they don't know how to respond. So they are under the influence and they start responding according to what they are hearing. Before long, some even start crying without nobody touching them. Just there like that, by themselves. By themselves. They start crying. Oh, those demons are so happy when they get you crying like that, by yourself. That's why I taught you, learn to plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood. When thoughts of lust enter your mind, they are very strong. Mercy. They capture your mind. Say, hey, what do you think? What do you think? You say, hey, my God, I don't know what I'm thinking right now. No, we are telling you, this is the thing. You remember, you saw her. Hey. Okay, let's remind you. Here's the picture. Hey. You are having a whirlwind going on in your mind. Oh yeah. You are there, but you are falling. You are dizzy inside. How are you going to stop that flow? Blood of Jesus. You learn to see. First of all, when you recognize this is a spirit of lust, say, you demon of lust, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You can bind him and you will stop his operations. If you like, let him flow. By the time he's done, you masturbate. My daughter, you are the only one saying it. I think these people that are saying, Muruti, leave us alone. Leave us alone. I was saying that the Holy Spirit influences you to pray. It's an influence. When you are there like this, you just say, okay, I need to pray. That's the Holy Ghost. He's stirring you up. Pray. He wakes you up at in the night. You woke up in the night and you don't know why you woke up. He woke you up. He actually woke you up. Then you, with your carnal mind, as you wake up like that, say, well, what am I going to do? It's only 2 a.m. It's only 3 a.m. What am I going to do? Then you take your phone. You start checking who is online. Then you find some other people just like you, also online. Then you say, hey, are you up? Hey, I'm up. Wow, I can't sleep. I also can't sleep. So what are you doing? Ish, I was thinking about you. You know, they say, I'm surprised. I was also thinking about you. Then before you realize, the Christianity is gone. All the Christianity is gone. Are you with me? Yes. I'm asking you, are you with me? Yes. When you woke up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., the Holy Ghost woke you up. Yes. Why is it that when you wake up like that, you think you should do this, you should do this, but you don't think you should pray? Why? Why is it that prayer is not among the list of the things that you are considering doing at that time of the night? I'm asking you a personal question. Like, why is it that when you wake up like that, prayer is not in the list? Some of you go back and start cooking. You start making oats.
people cook at night. They wake up at night, they start cooking. Pap. They actually start cooking. Let me cook, pap. Let me cook. I might as well use this opportunity to do something. And they start cooking. Why is it that you don't use it as an opportunity to pray? Why can't you pray? Why can't you say, this is a golden opportunity? I'm going to hit 3 hours straight. 2 hours. 1 hour. I'm just saying. I see you praying. I see you praying. Amen. Let's close. Romans 8 verse 26. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Likewise, the Spirit also helps. In what? Our weaknesses. Not our weakness. Our weaknesses. Would you agree? We are loaded. You? We are loaded. But the good news is the Spirit helps. Please engage the Holy Spirit in your weaknesses. Stop trying to fix things by your own power. You know, your will. Your will cannot sustain you. God sent help. Engage the help. Make use of the help. Stop doing things when you have a helper. How come you hired somebody to be your helper, but you are cleaning your house yourself? You are washing your own dishes. You are cooking yourself. You are washing your own clothes. Every time your helper comes to wash the clothes, she finds that the clothes are ironed and packed. Hey. She wants to go and clean the house. She finds the house is smelling nice, like you've cleaned it and you've also put polish. And then you still pay her. That is how we are with the Holy Spirit. He wants to come and say, no, it's okay, I've got this. No. Holy Spirit, go to church. But I was like, what is it? What is it? Why are you following me around? Go to church. I'm coming. I'll come. Leave me. I know what I'm doing. I said, the helper is no, Holy Spirit, I can do this. I've got this. He helps in our weaknesses. Did he specify the weakness? Any weakness you have, why don't you ask him to help? Holy Spirit, I can't understand maths. My brain, when it sees maths, it freezes. I start seeing stars and astronauts. He said, no, I will unlock your mind. I can help you. He doesn't say that he will help you for spiritual things. Your weaknesses, any weakness. If you are like me, I have a lot of weaknesses. And I'm your pastor. So now, imagine me, I'm your pastor and I have a lot of weaknesses. You the members. Hey. Imagine me, I'm your pastor and I have a lot of weaknesses. Then you now, yo. And me, I'm trying to get the Holy Spirit to help me. And you are sending the Holy Spirit on vacation. Look at one of our biggest weaknesses. We do not know what we should pray for. That's a big problem in our lives. We don't know what we should pray for. He doesn't say that you don't know the needs in the house. Knowing the needs in the house and knowing what to pray for are two different things. Yeah. But the man came to God, and Jesus did not assume that this man, he just said, look, what do you want me to do for you? Because even though you are blind, you could be asking for money. You could be asking for clothes. So you can ask for so many things. instead of asking for what you should ask. You get it? So the Holy Ghost helps us in that weakness, because sometimes you think you need this. Meanwhile, actually what you need is this. So that's why he fixes that weakness in us, that we don't know the right prayer points, the right prayer topics. Yeah. Amen. So the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us. Say, okay, let me take over. Let me take over. Let me pray on your behalf. Let me pray for you. With groanings which cannot be uttered. That is, you see that Shandara Mandora Magandara. That is the whole point. Like, He's making intercession for us. I've shared this testimony many times in the church here. When the Lord blessed me with a job at Sun City, I was so happy that God gave me the job. The job came with a flat, so many privileges. I mean, I never expected all of those things that just happened like that. I mean, and it was so sudden. It was so mysterious. I was in my flat, my own flat. It had a stove, a fridge, everything. I'm like, wow. And I remember, I said, Lord, thank you for this job and thank you for this flat. Even though I never prayed for it, you gave it to me. Then I heard him. He said, you prayed for it. I said, no. I never prayed for this. He said, you did. I said, oh, no. So I took my prayer points. I said, look, it's not here. He said, you prayed in the Spirit for this. So when I now look at all my prayer points, there were so many, I realized that one answer he brought cleared all those things. And guess what? That is what I didn't pray for. Like it was not in the list. It was that thing that has answered. One answer from God can clear your million questions. God just giving you one thing, you'll be surprised that thing is a master key. It opens so many doors. And that's how you know something came from God, because it does so many things. When that job arrived in my life, I stopped praying about so many things that I used to pray. They were always in my prayer point. Lord, please, this one, and then also this one. One answer cleared everything. Don't envy me. That's what I'm trying to teach you to pray. You can have the same thing, even better. But you gotta learn to pray. I was telling my nene the other time. You know, I said, when you joined me, when you came to work for me, were you seeing all these things that you are seeing? She said, she is a witness of things happening in her presence. Just like some of you are a witness of seeing this chairs change. Every time you come, you see something has changed. Like you look at it change like that. But you ask yourself, what is causing that? Why is it not happening for me? I've given you a key. Pray. 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 If you can make a decision today that you will become a man of prayer, a woman of prayer, and you will influence anybody around you. You see, you must look at all my shepherds, those that are really my shepherds. Oh, all of them, prayer is not, you don't negotiate. It's one of the trademarks of your spiritual father. Yeah, you must know that about me. I believe in prayer with all.
grace of God. Yeah. I'm not a big pastor that come after you have prayed. Then I come and say, okay, okay, thank God. I feel God. I feel God here. I feel God here. Yeah. No. You find me here. I was here. Today I was Chantel, myself, and who else? And yeah. And Brother Tapel. Just the three of us. Some of you came just, some actually came at 6. And you were doing nothing. And that's not the only prayer I did today. I mean, I was having a recording here at 11 o'clock. Do you know how many hours I prayed before that recording? You don't understand. Before I could record today, you know how many hours I prayed? And I was back to prayer here for the fire hour. A joker has no future. A joker. You have no future. Prioritize prayer. Make it a priority, my friend. Make it a priority. Make it something you don't joke with. I will be saying it here so that tomorrow you don't say, Pastor didn't tell us. When your things are not working, don't say, Pastor didn't. I've been teaching and the recordings are there. Even I will say, God, please go check the recording on Castbox. They will say, they are lying. I told them, make prayer a priority. Be late for everything else. Never be late for prayer. Some of you don't pray at all. Prayer happened on Friday, 2 hours, even that one, you bang it. So that the whole week is wasted. No prayer the whole week. Satan said, good, good. Let's see how you'll get these things that you want to get. I keep saying it, but you keep forgetting it. I keep saying it. You cannot impact anything in this world if you are not a spiritual person. It's not about what you are wearing. It's about what you are carrying. What do you care? What do you care? What can you influence? What can you change? And anybody here can become a man and a woman of influence. But you have to decide to become a man and a woman of prayer first. It starts there. It starts there. Can we stand on our feet tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, revive a heart for prayer. Deliver me from the deception that just because I know about prayer, I think I'm praying. Do you understand the deception? The deception is because I know about prayer, then I know. No. Knowing about prayer and praying, is it the same thing? It's not. It's not. My Bible doesn't say God will answer those who know about prayer. Look, I don't even want to ask about fasting. I mean, look, we're even struggling about prayer. If I now ask you, who fasted today? Hey, Jesus Christ, come and see us. When you ask such a question, then people become very serious. They are not trying to influence me with their faces. That Muruchi, please, I think it's enough. We've had enough. Just allow us to rest. But we are the same people that are jobless. We are the same people that are single. Nobody wants to marry us. Even we're over for free. We are the same people that our families are struggling. Pray. Hey. Fast. Hey. Can we agree that we are deceived? We are deceived. We are highly deceived.
be delivered from that deception in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and ask God to have mercy on you and to take out of your system every form of deception. Every form of deception about prayer and fasting. Father, take it out of my life. I want to stop deceiving myself. Can there be an end to this deception? Can there be an end to this deception? Raise your voice and pray. Why am I not identified why is prayer not mentioned when people talk about me? I can't hear your voice. 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 Father, deliver me from the deception that has come to sit on me. Prayerlessness has sat on me. Being a Christian for so many years doesn't mean you are prayerful. Coming to church doesn't mean you are prayerful. Attending prayer doesn't mean you are prayerful. Father, deliver me from the deception. Open your mouth and pray. Remember, I told you about fervent prayer, fervent prayer, fervent prayer, fervent prayer, red hot prayer, fervent prayer. Don't joke with your prayer. Don't joke with your prayer. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. I want you to pray this prayer point. Zechariah 12 verse 10.
Oh, yes. Are you blessed? And I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem. What? Come on, say it. The spirit of grace and supplication. This is what we call the spirit of prayer. Grace, why? Because the verse is that, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. It's prayer. Supplication is intercession. So, prayer is a spirit. It's called the spirit of grace and supplication. So, I will pour out on the house of David. I hear God say, I will pour out at the First Gulf Cathedral. Yes. On the inhabitants of Liedag. Yes. The spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me. Whom they pierce. Yes, they will mourn for me as one mourns for his only son. And grieve for him as he grieves for his firstborn. In other words, the prayer will be deep. It will not be shallow prayers. It will be prayers like when you are praying for a firstborn. Like when you have really lost something and you are crying. When you get the spirit of grace and supplication, you stop praying shallowly. You stop praying like you are having chippies in your mouth when you are praying. It becomes serious. The prayer becomes heavy and serious. We're going to pray for the spirit of grace and supplication. Lift your hands and say, Lord, pour on me the spirit of grace and supplication. Raise your voice and start praying for the spirit of grace and supplication. Everybody. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. The spirit of grace and supplication. The spirit of grace and supplication. This is the spirit that will allow you to pray when you are tired. This is the spirit that will allow you to pray at the midnight hour. Without the spirit of grace and supplication, you cannot pray effectively. Lift your hands and ask God to pour the spirit of grace and supplication upon your life. Father, pour the spirit of grace and supplication. Pour the spirit of grace and supplication. Deliver me from prayerlessness. Deliver me from carnality. Deliver me from shallowness. Deliver me from worldliness. Father, pour the spirit of grace and supplication. Are you sure you are praying? Are you sure you are praying? Open your mouth and pray fervently. Open your mouth and pray fervently. Supplication once again in my life, Father. Pour the spirit of grace and supplication that I can pray for hours and I'm not tired. I can pray for hours and I'm not tired. Father, pour the spirit of grace and supplication. Pour the spirit of grace and supplication once again, oh Lord. Once again, oh Lord. The spirit of grace and supplication. Mandela, Mandela, Machelema. My soul, for me to pray effectively and fervently and continuously. Oh, fervently, effectively, continuously. The spirit of grace and supplication. The spirit of grace and supplication. Help me pray, somebody. Help me pray, somebody. Strengthen you at night. Strengthen you at 3 a.m.
at 2 a.m. May you be baptized with the spirit of grace and supplication. In the midnight hour, you can wake up and blast in tongues for 1 hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours. May you be filled with the Holy Spirit, the spirit of grace and supplication. This is why you are not praying. You don't have the spirit. Pray for this spirit. Pray for this spirit. Pray for this spirit. Pray for this spirit. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. My name is Alamachea. My Sokole Machea. My Santore Machea. My Kele Mandela Mea. My Sokole Makalamea. Anchore Palamandelama. Achele Makola Mandea. Achele Mandora Mandea. Asentele Makola Mandayama. Echele Makele Masokolama. Achele Ma. Achele Ma. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your last prayer point. Father, help me to influence others to pray. I want to influence my cell members, my disciples, anybody that come in contact with me. One of the things I want them to say, this person taught me to do. They must mention, he taught me to pray. She taught me to pray. Can you pray and ask God to really turn you into a prayer influencer, that the people around you must become prayerful? Open your mouth and pray for that prayer point now. Kola mashendere mandaraba, migala masebre kantora mandaraba, shandere masobre katora mandaraba. Hey Father, I want to influence my house to pray. I want to influence my children to pray. I want to influence my disciples to pray. Anyone I come in contact, I want to influence them to pray. Nobody around me should be prayerless. Nobody around me should be prayerless. It's not possible. I don't accept it. I don't accept prayerlessness. I refuse it in my life, and I refuse it in the lives of those I am contacted. I don't allow prayerlessness in my meetings, in my disciples. I fight it with passion. I reject it. I oppose it. Help me pray, somebody. Help me pray, somebody. Help me pray, somebody. Let there be prayer in my son. Let there be prayer in my disciples. Let there be prayer in my house. Let there be prayer above those that I'm under, those that I'm under, those that are above me, and those that are under me. Let there be prayer. Help me pray. Receive the spirit of grace and supplication tonight, that the Lord has given it to you. Why? Because God asked us to pray without ceasing. Why will he not give it to you? He wants you to pray. So I believe you have received it. Amen. Can I invite you Sunday? I'm here a bit earlier. I usually come here around 8:30, you know, sometimes even something to eat. To do what? Just to pray. Nothing else. Just to pray. Why be at home waiting for 11 o'clock or for 10 o'clock so we can rock up here, when you could come earlier and pray with Pastor? Come and learn how to pray with me. Come and join me. Let's pray together. Did you understand that? Yeah, come a bit earlier. Wake up. Why not wake up at 4, get ready, and be here a bit earlier? And not alone. Remember, John says, I was great. Put the scripture there. Put the scripture there. As I close. I rejoice greatly that I have found some of your children walking in the truth. Yeah, they are in the truth. And being in the truth is being in prayer, being in the word, being in holiness. That's the truth. That's the truth. So your children must be found walking in the truth. All your spiritual children, all of them, you must find them in prayer. They must be at prayer meetings. You must pay a price. Some of them will never pray until you pay a price. Did you hear what I said? They will never pray until you pay. They will not pray until you pay. Pay a price. Pay a price. I am here today because some people pay the price. And you are here because some people pay the price. Pay a price. Pray for them. Pay for them.